It was this week that we learned Parshas Mishpatim. And Parshas Mishpatim, as its very basic name indicates, deals primarily with Din HaMomenes, Shebein Odom L'Chaveiroi. We have many mitzvahs in Parshas Mishpatim, which are Bein Odom L'Motem, but a great deal of this parasha deals with Torah HaMishpat. And the topic we will be discussing today is one of the broadest topics in Din HaMomenes. And what I would like to try to define today is the concept of Dinei Shumayim. And we have, might be surprising to learn, 7 or 8 different dargis levels, which go beyond the call of duty, beyond the basic chiyuv, which Chazal define as either chiyuv b'dinei shamayim or lefnim meshuras hadin. So this week's parsha, Bein Hashar, between many other halachos, we learn about Niskei Momen and the sugya of Niskei Eish. Hashorleach es ha-be'ero biyad cheresh shoyte ve'koton, chayev v'dinei shemayim v'poto medinei odom. We find various different sugyas in Shas, the concept of chayev b'dinei shomayim. In Baba Kama, Nun Vav Amud Aleph, Nun Tes Amud Beis, dealing with different types of groma benezikin, when a person causes damage to another person's possession, property, in an indirect way. There is no chayev based in, but cause groma benezikin potter. And we will not deal today with the difference between Dina Degarami and Groma Ben Azikin. That is a gewaldige sugi in itself, and it has nothing to do with the sugi of Lefnim Meshuras Hadin. However, Groma Ben Azikin in its various different forms is Chayev B'dinei Shomayim. In Bava Kama Nun Hei Amud Beis, we find the same formula regarding Koivish Eidusoi. If a person has testimony from which his chaver could benefit, and he abstains from testifying, he doesn't come to Beis Din. In an indirect way, he causes a loss to an other Jew. Not b'kumvasei, but rather b'sheva altaisa. Once again, the Gemara says, chayev b'dinei shomayim. However, in different sugyas, primarily in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, we find a slightly different formula, slightly different nusach. Bebolit seis yedei shemayim. Are they the same? Chayev bedinei shemayim, bebolit seis yedei shemayim. What are we dealing with in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Zayin? Gozel le'echod mechamisho ve'en yodei emami. A person stole, and he remembers many years ago, I stole from one of the candy shops on the street, but I do not remember from which one. You know, it was many years back. Some of us are pained with these memories. So, is he mechuyev to pay them all? The Gemara says, "Bebolit seis yedei shemayim." Yes, and what does it mean when shnayim shefkidu eselechod? You know, a person is a shomer. So two people were mafkid b'rishu, so Zem, one of his emosayim. And both of them come, and each of them demands the 200. And he knows that one deposited 100, and one deposited 200, but he doesn't remember who deposited the bigger sum, and who deposited less money. So it's his responsibility. You should keep records. And now two people come, and both demand the 200. But only one of them deposited 200. Then the Gemara says, "Bebolit seis yedei shomayim." He has to pay the entire sum to each of them. And these halachas, the lashon of Chazal is "Bebolit seis yedei shomayim," which seems to indicate it depends on him. If he is the one that steps forward and he wants to be mekayim din shomayim, then this is the right thing to do. This doesn't seem to be coincidence, because the Chazal, there is no coincidence. But it's obvious, because in Shulchan Aruch, the exact formula is used once again. So in Chesh Mishpatim and Chof Ches, dealing with Koivish Eidusoi, Simachov Ches, Simachosh Mishpat as DNA Eidus, and Bava Mitzia, Simachim Peivov, dealing with DNA Nezikin by the Sugi of Koivish Eidusoi, Grom Eben Nezikin, in the Shulchan Aruch, just like in the Gemara, the Loshon is Chayiv B'dinei Shemayim, Simen Shin, regarding the din of Kotel Yechot Mechamisho, Shnayim Shiv Kido, once again in Hilchas Toyim Venit, in Simen Ayin Ches, Tziv Tes, in the din of Bori B'Shana. Bori B'Shana is a Mechloik Singamora, with a Bori Yodif, Lav Bori Yodif, Al Pi Alokha Lav Bori Yodif, the fact that you have a Tanas Bori, and the other party has a Tanas Shema, does not oblige him to pay. However, you know, the claimant argues that he knows you owe him money. You say maybe. You don't deny. So, you should pay up. So, in these sugyas, in the Gemara, as in Shulchan Aruch, the Loshon is Beborot Seisi Neshamayim. To me, it is very clear that the two are not the same concept. And when it is clear that I did something wrong, and it is also clear that I caused damage and loss to another party. However, the way I caused loss to another party is indirect. It's v'shev al tais. So there is no din based in. But in that case, Chazal say, chayev b'dinei shomayim. And that is a chiyuv gomer. It's a chiyuv that cannot be enforced by Beis Din. But nevertheless, the lesson of the Gemara says is chayuv b'dinei shomayim. However, when it is a suffolk b'chlal, if I owe anything, it is a suffolk whether I caused any loss to another party, as in the case of Gozel Yechel Mechamisho. Well, I know that I stole, but I didn't steal from five different shops. Only from one out of the five. In that case, Chazal say, the bullet says, Yedei Shomayim. Two people deposited money by person number three. One deposited 200, one deposited 100. He doesn't know which of the two. In those cases, Chazal say, the bullet says, Yedei Shomayim. So these are different categories and different levels of chiv, let's say, siyadei shemayim. So it's the choshen of simanam the base. The choshen mishpat says there's a third ghetto, not only two, but rather three, which brings us to choshen mishpat simen lamed the base. Soicher eidei shekel is one of those that the Gemara says in Bava Kama, chayiv bedinei shemayim. I paid people to give false testimony. This is not direct damage. It's indirect. I paid for Eidei Sheker. It is them that caused the damage in a direct way. I just paid for their services. That is Chai B'dinei Shemayim. And the Rama says, Lamed Beis, Siv Beis, it is only if you paid. The Loshon of Chazal is Soicher Eidei Shekel. But if I persuaded a person to give false testimony, there is not even a Chiyuv B'dinei Shemayim. That is what the Rama says. And the Shach disputes the Rama. Siv Koten Gimel, and the Shach argues, this is a Sugi Meforeshes in Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara says, according to Shammai Azokin, Yesh Liechad Varaveira, if a person sends an agent to kill or to steal, Yesh Liechad Varaveira, according to Shammai Azokin, and he bears liability. He pays the price. However, Lididan Ein Shliechad Varaveira, but nevertheless, the Gemara says, Dina Rabbe Bedina Zote Ike Beineu, even according to Beis Hillel, Ein Shliechad Varaveira, but you still bear responsibility B'din Shomayim. Dina Rabbe V'dina Zuta Iker Beineu. So the Shach says, in that sugya, the Gemara doesn't deal with somebody that paid for people to kill or to steal or to cause damage. He merely sent them. Why would that be different than a person that persuades another to give false testimony. So the Ktais and Sivkot Naraf explains, Oinesh B'dei Shemayim doesn't mean Chiyev Mamen B'dei Shemayim. These are two different concepts. So when the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel, even though our halach is Ein Shliach Adar Avayde, but there still is responsibility B'dei Shemayim, that is Oinesh B'dei Shemayim. That is not Chiyuv B'dei Shemayim. And when we deal with Chayim B'dina Shemayim, that is a Chiyuv Mamoin. That is, you are obliged to compensate the other party. However, this Chiyuv is not enforceable by Beis Din, but nevertheless, it's a Chiyuv B'dina Shemayim. The Gemara in Kedushin Mem Gimel deals with an Oinesh B'dei Shemayim. So we have three different levels in Chiyuv B'dei Shemayim. Anyone that sends a shaliach and in any indirect way causes a damage to another party has an Oinesh B'dei Shemayim. However, not in every case would there be a Chiyuv B'dei Shemayim. So Chirei De Sheka, HaKoyvish Eidusoy, Grome Ben Hazikin, in these cases the Gemara says Chayev B'dei Shemayim. And that is a higher level of Chiyuv than Bolik says Yidei Shemayim, as we explained. So on Semachov Ches and Choshe Mishpat, we find that when there is a Chiyuv B'dinei Shemayim, Mehane Tfisa, which is an interesting halach, a Chiyuv which is not B'dei Odom, not B'beisin, but rather a Chiyuv B'dinei Shemayim, Beis Din will not enforce. However, if the person who is a claimant and he suffered damages by another, the grama, if he is chayfus, ein moitzian miyadoi. Beis Din will not intervene. So if he grabbed the mamon from the one that caused him damage, Beis Din will once again not intervene. The Ein Moitzin Miyodo. Is that in every case of Chiyuv B'dei Shemayim? That is a major machlokes between the Rivash, the Marshal, and the Shach and Chosh Mishpat, Semen Chof Ches. So the Shach and Siv Kotten Beis quotes the Marshal, Tfisa will not be relevant. Only in one specific case. And this is also a concept that we learn from this week's parasha, the Me'evel Odois, Im Osen Yia, Im Lo Yia Osen. If a person caused monetary damage to another, but in that same act he also performed an Aveda that's Chayiv Misa, if a person at that same time did two transgressions, two averes, one is Chayev Misa, one is Chayev Mamayin, it is the Chayev Misa that prevails, and it overrides the Chayev Mamayin. And then Ashal argues, it is only in that specific case, Im Tofas, Lo motzi en miyodoi. Because in that specific case, the damages he caused would be enforceable by Beis Din, if not that he committed a greater crime and a greater transgression at that same time. And therefore, because the chiyuv is a chiyuv gomer, the only reason it's not enforceable by Beis Din is only because he committed a greater transgression. It is only in that case that we say, itofas lo mafkinan b'nei, but not in any other case of chiyuv b'dei shumai. That is the opinion of the Mashal quoted by the Shach, and that is also the opinion of the Tumim. However, the Rivash, which is quoted by the Shach and other poskim there on the spot in Siman Chof Ches, the Rivash maintains that this basic rule refers not only to Kamlei B'darabim and I, but also to Grama Ben Azikin and to Koyvish Eidusa. However, it does not refer to Gozo Miyachad Mechamisha. Chayv B'dinei Shemayim, yes. But Bor it says Yedei Shemayim, no. How do we know that? From another Shach. The Shach and Choshimish B'tzimenayin, hey, Siv Chavov, brings from the Rivash. Bori V'shem, Asher Chayv B'bor it says Yedei Shemayim, Lo Mahanit Fisa. So obviously there seems to be a contradiction between the Rivash, because the Shach and Simenayin Hei calls the Rivash, but Borah V'Shema Tfisa will not be relevant. However, the opinion of the Rivash quoted by the Shach and Simen Chof Ches, by Gerom Ben Azik and Itafas Lo Moitziyin Miyodoi, so obviously, Sholosh Machloikis Bedavo. Where Chazal and the Shulchan Aruch say, "Bebolitzeis Yedei Shemayim veKuli Alma Tfisa Lo Ma'ani," where Chazal say, "Chayev V'Dinei Shemayim," according to Rivash, Tfisa will be relevant. According to the Marshal, no. The Marshal maintains only by Kamalei B'Derabimenei. So we would stop right here and try to summarize what we discussed. We would have four different dargis in Chiyuv L'Tzeis Yedei Shemayim. Topping the list is Kamalei B'Derabimenei. What he did is a Chiyuv Gomer. The only reason based and does not enforce the Chiyuv is because he has Chayev Misa. Because at that same time, he committed a far greater transgression, and Basin doesn't be mechayev two chiyuvim at the same time. In that case, lekuli alma mehani tfisa. One level down is gromah ben azikin in its various different forms. Koivish edusay, soicha eidei sheka. Hashaleach es ha-be'ero, he puts fire into the hands of a cheresh oitev hakotan. In any way in which he caused indirect damages to others. That is number two. In those cases, Chazal say, Chayiv B'dinei Shemayim. Level number three, Lamata Mimenei. Shnayim Efkidu Etzalechot, Zem Ona Vezem Usayim. Bori V'Shema, Lav Bori Yodesh. In these cases, the Loshon of the Gemara and Loshon Shulchan Aruch is, Bebori Tzeis Yedei Shemayim. It's not a Chiyuv. It depends on his goodwill. However, Beboli Tzeis Yedei Shemayim, we recommend. If you want to be clean, this is what you should do. And the fourth argument is the Tzeis Nesim Alamed Beis. Oynish B'dei Shemayim, that does not incur compensation. However, if you do tshuva and you compensate the other party, your tshuva will be neskabel, but it does not directly affect compensation. Those are the four dargis of Chiyuv B'yedei Shemayim. Now the Tzeis Nesim and Ayin Hay deals with an interesting question. A person caused damage to another person, and he's not a lamdan, but his common sense and basic decency, he thought that he is chayev to compensate the other party, and he paid. But then he went to discuss the case with his rav, and the rav said, you had no chiyuv to pay, only b'din shemayim. So he comes and he says, I want my money back. Well, you're chayuv b'din shemayim. He says, well, I'm not such a big chassid. I had no intention to be yotze b'din shemayim. The only reason I paid is because I thought I'm a chiyuv to pay. By basic halachic definition, if I would know it's only a chiyuv b'din shemayim, I wouldn't pay. But you already paid. So the choice has a vikuach with one of the achrayim, does the money go back or not? And I would say it depends what level we're dealing with. If it's gromah ben azikin and chayev b'dinei shemayim, that money does not go back. And that is better than tfisa, because after all, he paid out of his free will. But if we're dealing with the case in boli tzeis yedei shemayim, that is only if he comes with the pure intention of being Yotzei Yedei Shemayim. But in our case, we had no intention of being Yotzei Yedei Shemayim. That is not the case of Bo Litzeis Yedei Shemayim. And I would say it depends whether we're dealing with a chayev b'dinei shomayim or bo litzeis yidei shomayim. That would be my basic feeling. So we have four dargis in chiyuv b'din shomayim. Many times in Shas we find a different formulation, which obviously indicates a different concept. Lifnim mishuras hadin. How does that fit in with chayev b'din shomayim or boritzeis yudei shomayim? Lifnim mishuras hadin. So let me say directly, I think lifnim mishuras hadin means lifnim mishuras din shomayim as well, because obviously din shomayim is still defined as din. If the Gemara says chayev b'dinei shomayim, so obviously din shomayim is still defined as din. Otherwise, Chazal wouldn't use the formulation dinei shomayim. So when Chazal say lefanim mishuras hadin, that includes lefanim mishuras din shomayim as well. And therefore, lefanim mishuras hadin is a lower level of chiyuv than the various different forms of din shomayim, whether it's chayev b'dinei shomayim or boritzeis yidei shomayim. However, in the concept of the lefanim mishuras hadin, we also find three different levels as defined by Tosfos and Bava Metzia Chof Dalet Amud Beis. And this shir is becoming a bit complicated. We said we have four dargis in chiyuv b'dinei shomayim, and now we have three dargis in lefanim mishuras hadin. So what are we dealing with? Tosfos Bava Metzia Chof Dalet Amud Beis bring three different sugyas, and all the three different sugyas are in Bava Metzia. Chof Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "Hamoitzeh Metzia b'mukim sherov akum," a person found a Metzia, and it's a neighborhood in which the majority are not Jewish, he has no chiyuv of a shuvah aveda. However, lefanim mishuras hadin, if somebody comes and says, "I was the one that lost the aveda," he should give it back. Even though there is no chiyuv of a shuvah aveda, lefanim mishuras hadin, it's the right thing to do. And as Ad Gemor and Bava Metzia Daf Chof Dalet, Chazal don't bring any source. They don't bring a pasuk. Zaken v'yeinoy lefi chavoido yispotem ha-shuvah aveda. We are still in Perek Eilo Metzias. So if a person, an elderly person, a big Talmud Chacham, the Rav of the community, finds a bike in the middle of the street, so it would be very strange to see the Rav, you know, riding on a bike or schlepping a bike to his house. So that is the din of Zokam V'yana L'fi Chavoyda. Zokam V'yana L'fi Chavoyda is Potom Meshavas Avayda. And, you know, the basic definition of Zokam V'yana L'fi Chavoyda, the person has to judge if the bike would be his, if he would schlep it on the street or not. So if he would care for his money, he should care for other people's money as well. But if he wouldn't do that, if it would be his, then he doesn't have to do that for others. So Zokin v'yeinu l'fi chavoyde potom mishuvah saveida. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, chayiv lifne mishuvah sadin shenemar, v'hoidatu lehem, esaderech yelchu ba v'esamaseh asher yasun. That is a posik we learned in last week's parsha in Parshas Yisrael. And then the third source of lifne mishuvah sadin is in Bavim Metzied HaPegim Ramad Beis. And that's a fascinating story. Rabbi Baba Chana rented some workers to transfer some barrels of wine from the warehouse to his home. And transferring those barrels, they broke the barrels, and it was a big loss to Rabbi Baba Chana. It is not only that they didn't do the job, but, you know, he lost a lot of wine and the barrels. And at the end of the day, they come, and Rabbi Baba Chana was so infuriated and angry that, you know, he took their coats, and he didn't want to give them back their coats till they pay the losses that they caused him. And no, it wasn't Rav Avraham Bechonah that was the employer, but rather the Poyalim came to complain to Rav Avraham Bechonah. And he told the employer, give them back their coats. And when he said, when he asked, Dina Hocha, is that the halacha? And Rav Avraham Bechonah responded, Laman telech b'derech toivim. It's lefnim Yeshuas Adin. And those workers saw that they found a good place, like a good rav, a good dayan. So they said, well, we want him to pay. We worked very hard. And he said, are they out of their minds? They caused me tremendous damage. They didn't do the job. They broke my kalim. And Rav Avraham Bechonah says, pay them their wages. And once again he asks, is that the halacha? Va'orchis tzedikim tishmar. And obviously, they were poor. They were desperate. They toiled. And therefore, he suggested, maybe leaned on the employer to not only give them back their coats, but also pay them their wages. And Tosis deals with the question. Three sugyas, all of them dealing with the Pnim Yeshuas Adin. So why in one sugya, Chazal quote a pasuk from Tosis Moshe, Parshas Yisrael, and in the other pasuk, in the other case, by the sugya of Rav Avraham Bechonah, they quote a pasuk from Navi, and in the third case, they don't quote a pasuk at all, when they say that Mokum Shirav Akum, there's no Chiyav of Shavas Aveda, but nevertheless, it is the right thing to do, Lepnim Meshuas Adin. So Tosis explains, there are three different levels in Lepnim Meshuas Adin. Look of Yen of Chavi Chavoyda taps the list, because other people have a Chiyav in these same circumstances, in the same situation. It is only a Ptur because for you it is Enoi Lefi Chavoydoi. And therefore, that is a high level of Nefim Yeshua Sadin. And that is what Chazal learned from the Pesuk in Chumash, Voidatam Nesaderach, Yelchu Bo V'Samasa Asher Yasun. Level number two, Ramata Memeno, is the Sugya of Mokim Shorah Lakum. There is no Chiyav Shavas Aveda. But nevertheless, Chazal say, it is recommended, Nefim Yeshua Sadin. The lowest level of Nefim Yeshua Sadin is the amazing story told in Bava Metzia Pei Gimel about those workers that broke the vessels and they caused damage to their employer. And nevertheless, Rav Avraham Bechonah said, they're poor, they're desperate. They tried to do their job. They didn't do anything b'mezid. They didn't cause you damage intentionally. And therefore, pay them what you promised them. That is, one would say, the greatest, that is only Midas Chassidus. And that is based of Laman, Telech, Vederech, Toivim, Va'orchis, Tzadikim, Tishmor. Emphasizing Orchis, Tzadikim. That is not halachic criteria. That goes above and beyond the basic chiyuv. So those are the three dargis and the Lefnim Yeshuas Adin, as explained by Tosis and Bava Metzia, Daf Chav, Daled, Amud Beis. Just to fill in the picture, there's another pasuk in Parshas Voschanan, Va'osiso, Ayosho Vahatoy. And Vasiso Ayosho Vahatoy also seems to indicate that above and beyond the basic chiyuv, you should always try to do the right thing. And the Ramban explains in Parshas Yisrael that we have two general mitzvahs. One in the realm of Ben Odom Lamokoyim, Kedoshim Tihiyu. And the other in the realm of Ben Odom Lachaveroy, Vasiso Ayosho Vahatoy. And both these mitzvahs are of the same essence, two different areas in Torah. Kedoshim Tihiyu teaches us, beyond the many mitzvahs, many of them mitzvahs asay, many of them mitzvahs lo ta'aseh, which dictate the relationship, bein odom lamokoyim, there is a general mitzvah. Shelo yehei novol b'rishus ha-Torah, to quote the formulation of the Ramban, you should conduct all your affairs with Kedusha, with sanctity, beyond the specs and the details. And the same in Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, that is the general mitzvah of Osisu Ayosha Vatoi. Besides performing all the mitzvahs of say, that have to do with mominus. And being careful with all the low tasa that have to do with benodim lachaveda. The Torah gives us a general mitzvah. Because it is impossible to deal with all the specifics and everything that might come up between people, benodim lachaveiroi, and therefore we have a general mitzvah. But we do find halachas that chazal based on this mitzvah. Most noteworthy, the din of dina de bar mitzvah. If a person has a field to sell, and there are different purchasers, lachatchila he has to sell to the one that has a field neighboring his field, because it is more beneficial to that purchaser to broaden his property than another person coming in to this vicinity. Many poskim feel that the same rule is also relevant by houses and not only agricultural fields. If you have a neighbor that's interested in buying the house for the same price, you have to sell it to your neighbor and not to a stranger that wants to move into the neighborhood. And this is a din which is based on Vosiswa Yoshevetai. How does that fit in either with Chayev the Din Shemayim or with Lifnim Meshuras Adin? No, that is not Lifnim Meshuras Adin, that is Din. And that is not the Borat says Yede Shemayim, but that is a Din in Choshe Mishpot. As made clear in Bava Metzia Kuf Chesom and Beis on a Choshe Mishpot Simen Kuf Ayin A. It is a din which is based on a generality. It is a din which is based on the general idea of being decent and being good, but nevertheless, it becomes a din in Choshe Mishpot, and that is more fundamental than all the other sources either of the Lifnim Meshuras Adin or of the Bodas Yedei Shemayim. That is the din which is enforceable in based. And we must relate to one additional sugya, and that is Koifen Al Midas Daim. How does Koifen Al Midas Daim fit into this broader picture? It is different than any of the sources we quoted and dealt with today. Because the common denominator, the tzad ha-shuva between all the sugyas we dealt with today, is a person sometimes has to pay out of his pocket to be good, to be decent, and to go beyond his basic obligation. By koifen al midas dam, he has nothing to lose. The concept of koifen al midas dam is zenena v'ze loichosa. And Chazal teaches, if you have no laws, then we would coerce you and force you to be forthcoming and help another person when you have nothing to lose. Would that be similar to Dina de Bar Mitzvah? Because by Dina de Bar Mitzvah, it is the same basic principle. If I could get a better price from a stranger, I am entitled to sell to a stranger. No, it is different than Koifen al Midas Dam. But Koifen al Midas Dam is only a din of lachatchila. By din of the bametsa, sometimes even if he sold to a stranger, we would invalidate that purchase and transfer the possession to his neighbor that asked to buy that same house or that same field before it was sold to another. So I think we dealt with 9 different levels and 9 different concepts in the broad sugya of Chayev Dinei Shemayim and Lifnim Meshuras Adin. But this brings us to a very basic question. In Choshe Mishpat Siman Yud Beis, the Ramah brings 2 different opinions. When there is a chiyuv, Lifnim Meshuras Adin. Well, that is a mistaken phrase. There could be no chiyuv Lifnim Meshuras Adin. But when there is a halacha of Lifnim Meshuras Adin, Ha'im Koifen. Does Bezdin force a person to be noig lefnei Meshuras Adin? I made clear this year that the chiyuv v'bolet seis yedei shemayim is a greater chiyuv than lefnei Meshuras Adin. So how is it that we find some rishonim maintain koifen al lefnei Meshuras Adin, But no one says koifin bebolitzeis yidei shamay. Who are the opinions? Sefer Mordechai, Bava Metzias in Mareishin on Zion, quotes the Rav Yohan the Ravan. Their opinion is koifin al apnim Yeshua sadin. Beis Din intervene and they force a person to be noig lefnim Yeshua sadin. Why the Rav? Bava Metzias Perik Beis Din in Zion says no. There is no kfiyah. Ein koifin lefnim Yeshua sadin. And I want to make an interesting comment. When the Mordechai says koifin, he deals with the sugyim Bava Metzias Pei Gemel, Rabbi Baba Chana, those workers that broke the kalim. Nevertheless, koifin lefnim Yeshua sadin. And when the Rosh says ein koifin, he deals with Aloch of Zochan V'yena Lefich Avodai, which is the highest level of chiyav lefnim Yeshua sadin. So this is really an extreme machloik. The Ramo brings both opinions. But the Beis Yosef and both the Ramo agree, la'halocha ein koifen alafnim Yeshua sadin. However, the Bach writes in Siman Yud Beis and Choshe Mishpot, the minig is koifen alafnim Yeshua sadin, and that is also the opinion of the Shach and Siman Reish Nun Tes. The Ramo contradicts his own opinion in Shuvas Ramo Siman Amid Beis. His opinion is koifen alafnim Yeshua sadin. So how could it be koifen alafnim Yeshua sadin ve'ein koifen beborot seis yedei shamay? I think the answer depends on the very essence of the concepts. Chiyuv v'dei shamayim is I need to pay because he has the right to claim. If his right to claim is only b'din shamayim, that means Beis Din doesn't have the power to enforce that chiyuv. How could Beis Din intervene? But when we say there's a chiyuv lefnim Yeshua sadin, it's not because he has the right to claim. It is because that is the right thing for you to do. If we say it's lefnim Yeshua sadin, that means he has no claim. He has no case. But Chazal say, it is for your righteousness and your midas and your muso that you should be forthcoming. And we find our halacha twice in Shach, very well known halacha, Ksudas Pevov and Chut Lamed Beis. Why am I suka and Yosef? Lulaveni noik lamakan oisat shetetz and ashrei. Beis Din has the authority to force a person to be mekayim a mitzvah bein adam lamakay. And therefore, in the monetary concept, there could be no kfiyah on chiyav letzei sidei shamayim. Merely by saying the chiyav is bidei shamayim, that means the Beis Din is exempt. However, when we're dealing with lefnim Yeshua sadin, it is not enforcing his claim. It is enforcing the level of your morality and your musar and your hanoga. That is where Beis Din has the right to step in and force you to do the right thing. Beis Din is not enforcing his claim because he has no claim. This is not Shura Sadin, it's Lefnim Shura Sadin. So it's a totally different concept of Kaif. And that is the way we can understand many poets can maintain Kaif and Lefnim Shura Sadin and Kaif and Beborit Seis Yedei Shomai. Because these are essentially and basically two different ideas and two different concepts. So we dealt today with a very interesting sugya. And being that this week we read Parshas Mishpatim, and many of the Asaidas in Torah and Mishpat are included in this week's Parsha. Niske Momen, Gneva Vigzela, Shoimrim, and many other basic halachas. I found it interesting to discuss the various different levels of Chiyuv V'dei Yodom, Chiyuv V'dei Shamayim, Lefnim Yeshua Sadin, and the basic definition. We have quoted the Pasuk V'osiso Hayoshev HaToiv, Laman Telech B'derech Toiv. And I feel this is something that we need to discuss in our society. Because Baruch Hashem, we live in a day and age in which people are really medaktik and halacha. And every day we have new chumras. But the vast majority of these chumas are in the realm of Bein Adam L'Mokayim, less so in Bein Adam L'Chaveir, and less so dealing with Midas HaYoisha, with basic decency and doing the right thing. In Sefer Yehoshua, our Torah is defined as Sefer HaYosha. Haloi hem ksuvim b'sefer HaYosha. And in Avodah Zarah Chavav, there's a machlokes. Why the Torah is defined as Sefer HaYosha? According to one opinion, it is Chumash Devarim that is defined as Sefer HaYosha, because in Chumash Devarim we have the mitzvah of Vositzu HaYosha V'Atay. The command, the precept, to do HaYosha V'Atay, and always trying to be honest and straightforward, is found in Chumash Devarim. The other opinion, in Avodah Zarah Daf Chavav, says no, it's Chumash Bereishis that is defined as Sefer HaYosha, and not Chumash Devarim. Why Chumash Bereishis? Because Chumash Bereishis is Sifron Shel Avos. That is the Sefer of the Avos, and our Avos were Yeshurim. And we are supposed to emulate their ways. They were Yeshurim, that is the way we need to conduct our affairs. And therefore our Torah is called Sefer HaYosha. And to my dismay, for the past 17 years I've been sitting in Beis Din, and sometimes I am extremely troubled and pained by things that I see in Beis Din. Sometimes come up with such outrageous arguments and ideas in Mominus, in Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, that I wonder, how is it possible? How is it possible that people that learn Torah and they have no Midas HaYosha at all, and sometimes they have such outrageous feelings and ideas regarding Inyonim of Momin and Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi? And I am also extremely troubled and pained by what many in our society feel, and I'm asked these questions every day. Well, is it an issue to steal from the government, from the Iriya? And regardless of whether it's an issue or not, it is never the right thing to do. Stealing from anyone under any circumstances, or cheating or lying. Our Torah is Sefer HaYosha. Our Ovis were Yeshurim. We are supposed to be the most honest people in the world. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. We are the ones that got the mitzvah of Asisu HaYosha V'Atoy. It is not only performing the many mitzvahs Shebein Odom L'Chaveiroi. It is the general concept of Sisu HaYosha V'Atoy and our Ovis V'Yoshoi. So how could we be crooked and not straightforward and not the most honest people in the world? So our Torah is based on Aseres HaDibros. Rashi brings Rabbeinu Sadi Gaon and most of the Rishonim. The Aseres HaDibros are a taktzio, a synopsis of Taryag Mitzvah Shebet Torah. And all the Taryag have their source, in a way, in the Aseres HaDibros. And the Ramban comments in Parshas Yisroel that there were two luchos. The Aseres HaDibros were Shnei Luchos HaBris. Why two luchos? And one, not one big one. So the Ramban says Luach number one is dedicated to Bein Adam L'Mokayim, while Luach number two is dedicated to Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. And this comes to convey the message that the two different parts of our Torah, Bein Adam L'Mokayim and Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, have the same level of importance. And none of the two has priority. And the mitzvahs Shebein Adam L'Chaveiroi are just as important as the ones Shebein Adam L'Mokayim. That is the approach of the Ramban in Parshas Yis. Nevertheless, in Parshas Noach, in the time of the Mabul, we find two different reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy the world. כי הישחס כל בוסר אז דרכי, ומלא האורץ חמאס. One is morality in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other is ben Adam l'chaveroi. And Rashi says, לא נחתם גזר דינם אלו על הגזע. That came before כי הישחס כל בוסר אז דרכי. And Chazal conveyed this same message in a very interesting mashal. Salam ole Averis, Gezel Kofetz Berosh. And I think that we need to confront this issue and speak a lot about Inyon HaMominus, Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, and Midas HaYosho. There's an unbelievable Be'era Goylen Simen Shin Mem Chesen Choyshe Mishpo, the first Simen of Hilchas Geneva. And what is so special about this Be'era Goylen? Because probably most of you are familiar with the Be'era Goylen. He's not a commentator. The Be'era Goylen has very few comments in Shulchan Aruch. He merely quotes the sources of every halach. And the Be'era Goylen primarily checked the Beis Yosef. And on the daf in the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the source of every halacha. But he's not a parasha, and he's not a commentator. And it is in Simen Shin Mem Ches at the beginning of Hilchas Geneva that he goes out of his way. He never does that in any other source. And he's dealing with the concept of Gezel Aku. In Chosh HaMishpot, as in the Gemara Sofra V'Kam, we learn Gezel Aku Mosul Men HaTorah. However, by halachic definition, there are some cases in which we could take advantage of tohu aku. And the Be'era Goyle says, I want to tell you all that I've seen in my lifetime people that took advantage of goyim, and ultimately they lost all their money, and they saw no bruch. And I saw others that were straightforward and honest with non-Jews like with Jews, and they never took advantage of another person, whether Jew or Gentile. And those are the ones that had siyata d'shmaya ve'inichu yislam la'olaleim, and ultimately they were the ones that saw a simen bruch. And what is especially significant is just to know who was the Be'er HaGoyla and why is his sefer called the Be'er HaGoyla. So in the introduction to his sefer, don't look for it in the standard Shulchan Aruchs. Only in Shulchan Aruch Friedman, because he wrote three Hagdamas. And it is the second Hagdama which is not printed in most of the Chosh HaMishpot. He explains why he called the Sefer Be'er HaGoyla. Because it was in the times of the Crusade, and he was a young boy, and his village was destroyed and burned. And he had to flee together with his family, and they were nav and nav for many months. And that is why he calls the Sefer Be'er HaGoyla, because they were in Golus, in tremendous sakana. So if anybody was entitled to curse the Goyim and to take advantage of them and to recommend whatever you can, try to get out of them whatever you can, whatever you want, it was him. And he finds the courage and the greatness and the integrity to say, disregarding his own experiences, as a child and those memories, and saying never take advantage of another person, whether Jew or non-Jew. And that makes his statement all the more significant and all the more outstanding. So many times, you know, in my kollel, when I deal with these sugyas, and I know that throughout the ages, we are always confronted with various different halachas, which seem to indicate that we are entitled to give, you know, a different way dealing with Jews and different way of dealing with Gentiles. And do we take advantage of Goyim? The Gemara says that when the Torah was translated into Greek, the Goyim said, we went through the entire Torah and we agreed to it all. There is only one halacha that troubles us tremendously. Shor Shenogach. The Gemara says, "Ki yigach shorish es shori eyu velo shor shalakum." So, when a Jewish animal, there are no Jewish animals, but an oxen that belongs to a Jew, keren pays only chotzen ezek. But if he destroyed 10 Jewish animals, he pays Nezek Shalom. And I once argued, maybe that is what Chazal say. The Greeks told the Jews, Kisvo lachem al keren hashor, she'en lachem chelek b'lokei Yisrael. Why keren hashor? Because that was the only complaint they had on the Jewish Torah. Keren shel shor, not shen v'regel, but rather keren. Because keren is shalom chotzei nezek. And for a goy, he pays, if the axe belongs to a goy, then he pays nezek shalom. So that was their argument. Kisvo lachem al keren hashor, she'en lachem chelek b'lokei Yisrael. We want you to retract from this one halacha. But generally, my feeling is that Torah Hashem is a closed unit. And it is given to dictate the relationships between Jews amongst themselves. Bein Adam l'malkaim and Bein Adam l'chaveroi. Omis ha'olam ha'shev ha'mitzvos b'nei noach. We have Taryag. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from us, and we demand from ourselves a different level, a higher level of morality, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And therefore, just like Tefillin and Tzitzis and Sukkah and Lulav are for us amongst ourselves, the same applies to Dina Mominus. But on the other hand, we are citizens of the world. And therefore, that is the Din of Dina de Malchusa Din. And the Ramo Paskins, and that is the opinion of the major Poiskin. Dina de Malchus Adina dictates all the halachas between us and other people, Jews or Gentiles, and therefore we do not discriminate against them. Yes, we have our set of halachas. And our set of halachas, just like any other section and portion in the Torah, dictate the relationship of Jewish society. Some of it Bein Adam L'Mokom, some of it Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. It is a closed unit. However, we respect other peoples, and we will give them the same yachas they will give us, they will give each other, and that is the broad halacha of Dina de Malchus Adin. Coming back to the basic idea, V'osisu ha'yosher v'atoiv. So besides the many details, and the many defined mitzvahs shebein adam l'chaveiro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to be anoshim yeshurim and to be compassionate, honest, and straightforward. Those were the midas of our others. Those are the midas that we should emulate. And we should go b'darkei others, not only in bein adam l'mokay, but also in bein adam l'chaveiro. So I feel that this is one of the important things that we have to talk about and deal with. Midas Ayosho, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Kol HaHoylech B'Darak HaOvos, Ani Meskoimim Olav B'Zchus HaOvos. And we go with Darak HaOvos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us, Zchus HaOvos and Chas HaOvos. U'Beglal HaOvos Toshi Abonim, B'Sovei Ge'ula L'Bnei B'Neim, U'Shi B'Zoicha B'Kuro B'Yomeinu, To Gaulas Yisrael, be as Goel, Tzedek, and Binyan Beis Amigdash, Memheiro, Yomeinu, Amen.